Good day and welcome to another podcast from MuseTech.net.
It's not Moose Tech.
It's MuseTech.
MuseTech.
MuseTech.net. And I'm Joe Pizzano.
I'm Darren Morton, and I can't say MuseTech.
That's what you said it now, oh, so okay. That's good. Well, hey, you know, I said you know again. I'm going to stop saying you know on these podcasts, you know?
You know?
Anyways.
You know, what is the topic today?
Topic today is, I believe we're going to talk about HD radio.
HD radio. Yes, we are. The big marketing push on right now to get people to understand just what the heck HD radio is. Joe, do you know what HD radio is?
I have to admit that until we talked yesterday for about 30 seconds when we were deciding what this podcast was going to be, and you mentioned HD radio, I did not until I Wikipedia'd it the other day.
And the Wikipedia site is a little out of date, too. So.
Yeah, I noticed they need a lot of citations on that. Something yeah. Maybe for our expert radio engineer to put in there. So.
And that is if I want to give them my email address. So
that's right. Well, I find it fascinating. Tell us about it.
Well, in a nutshell, HD radio is digital radio. Now, in the United States, the adopted standard for broadcasting HD radio is a standard developed by a company called Ibiquity.
Ibiquity. Is it ubiquitous?
Ubiquitous. Ubiquitous Ibiquity.
Now tell me, HD, not to interrupt you, but is that high-def radio?
That is not high-def.
That's what it seemed to be, HD radio, HD TV.
And a lot of the marketing companies are promoting it as high-def radio, and it's not. It's hybrid digital.
Hybrid digital.
Correct. And basically, it's multiplexing the existing analog carrier with digital sidebands.
So we're going to multiplex and do some muxing with that. What does that mean? We don't know what that means.
Muxing is when you mix two things together in a nutshell.
Okay.
Think of it as a cookie batter.
Okay.
And in this case, your analog carrier, the frequency you're on, say the radio station here at the college is on 91.1 megahertz.
All right, so we're 91.1.
So our analog carrier stays right there. It's at 91,100 megahertz.
Okay.
On each side of that carrier, still within the FCC allowed bandwidth for 91.1 FM radio, we would add two digital sidebands.
Okay, so this is what a sideband is then.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you want to get technical, you can look on a waveform analyzer.
Oh, because everyone has one of those.
Everyone has one lying around. Right. If you're looking at a radio station broadcasting in HD, what you would see is a triangle right in the middle. At the peak of the triangle would be right on the carrier frequency.
Okay.
And then to the right and to the left, you'd see these little, what they call haystacks.
Okay.
Little rectangles sticking up, and those are the digital sidebands.
Full
of new information.
Okay.
Now, obviously, you're only allowed essentially 250 kilohertz to squeeze an FM station onto the dial legally. So, in order to squeeze a digital radio station alongside the analog, there have to be some compromises. The compromises here being data compression. The digital signal is smashed down to 96 kilobits.
96 kilobits. Now, tell me, what are we smashing? I mean, doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of bandwidth for regular, human beings here from 20 to 20,000 hertz. I mean, regular FM has to be smashing anyways, doesn't it? Or how does that work?
Regular FM is a straight analog signal, but it's a 30 hertz to 15 kilohertz signal. It's
okay.
Restricted. And then there are sidebands built in there, ones for the stereo pilot, which is at 19 kilohertz, and there's a stereo composite signal, and there's other subcarriers, which are those sidebands we talked about, stuffed in there on a normal broadcast. So in adding digital, we're just adding more stuff to the existing amount of space that's there. Not really a problem with FM, but in AM, it's a major issue, and there are a lot of problems facing AM broadcasters trying to go digital, one of which is, hash and noise and interference. Part of the beauty of AM is what they call DXing. At night, being able to listen to the Cubbies or...
I notice that at night with the AM stations.
Skywave.
I can pick up Boston and Pittsburgh.
Yep,
very
carries
clear,
beautifully.
Very clear.
But if you're an AM station and you're broadcasting in HD, you have digital sidebands. On either side of your main signal, what that means is they're going to be stepping on a lot of skywave. So,
okay.
But we'll stay out of the AM end because there is so much technically wrong with it, in my opinion, and
sure.
A lot of other industry experts.
You have just baffled me with all this technical stuff. tell me, what are we going to get out of this new hybrid technology? Why do I want to buy it for my car or for at home? What benefits am I going to get out of this?
Absolutely none.
Okay, well, there has to be something. Why else?
The main digital carrier, like I said, it's a 96K stream. 96K, ain't much.
Okay.
And if you think about your streaming applications, 96 kilohertz usually ends up, you know, not that good.
No, it doesn't.
Even 128K.
Well, tell me, why then all the push? I saw HD radio. I was looking. They're saying that this is the next amazing thing, and they're comparing it to the satellite radio stations.
Now, satellite radio, you're talking about a 96K stream. But
really?
It's proprietary encoders.
Okay.
If you're talking about a streaming application and just basically generic encoders that are compatible with everything known to mankind, the quality is pretty crappy. You have to have a pretty good encoder, and you have to be able to eat up a ton of bandwidth to make something sound even remotely okay. If you're using something proprietary because you know what's on both ends of the signal, your encoder can do something that only it can do, and the receiver
make
on the other end
better. Sure.
Right, can decode it, you know, because it knows what the encoder's doing, you're capable of a higher level of fidelity. Now, to my ears, 96 kilobits, I don't care how good the encoder is,
saying to me is it's very possible that FM radio may sound better than this new HD.
FM analog, in my opinion, can sound a lot better.
Interesting.
But what you get with digital, no breakup.
You get rid of noise, you get rid of
static
hisses, those type of things. Something happens, you have to bear with me. I know just a little bit about radio, mostly from talking to you about these things. But one of the things I noticed with FM radio, sometimes we'll pick up a ghosting that happens. You hear a little bit later. It's a little bit of a delay in the signal. Sometimes, what is that all about? Does that go away with this HD?
Yes, because what you're talking about is essentially multipath.
And essentially,
the signal is pinging around, bouncing off of buildings and everything else. So you get a little multipath. So even you can be right next door to the main tower, driving down a street between buildings, and you still get a little static burst here and there and things like that.
And
so
this
you end
is
up with
multipath type of interference.
Right. Basically, the radio is getting the same signal a few nanoseconds behind.
Okay.
Behind the main carrier. And so it's kind of trying to decide which one it likes better. So,
I see.
But with digital, technically, that doesn't happen. You've got a synchronized signal with a clock source that it doesn't break up. The thing is, what happens when you're in outlying areas where you still have a good line of sight, but the digital signal is falling away?
Do you hear anything?
What you hear is the radio blends between the analog and the analog signal and the digital carrier.
Interesting.
Now,
in reality, how do I hear that? What am I hearing?
You would hear nothing.
If
the station is implemented it correctly, you really would not hear a difference in fidelity. If the station is doing it correctly.
And is that dependent upon hardware or what?
Yeah, it is. Now, here's one of the drawbacks for broadcasters with HD radio: latency.
Sure, latency is a big issue in the MIDI world for us.
You got it. And latency is the Greek word for it don't get there at the same time.
So what happens then?
The analog signal for an FM transmitter has to be synced up with the digital signal, which means, generally speaking, the analog signal is delayed 7 seconds. So it is in phase, and this is GPS referenced on these transmitters. The analog signal is locked up together in time with the digital. So it's like, 7 seconds, who cares? Well, guess what? In my station, and a lot of small radio stations, we carry live sports.
We carry
football, basketball, soccer, and there are a lot of people in the stands that listen to the broadcast.
Sure, right. So all of a sudden, they may be hearing it 7 seconds behind live.
Exactly.
And you're not running it on a delay. It's just a
correct.
It's just a, quote, feature of this hybrid technology.
You want to test this out? If you're in a major market somewhere, watch a sporting event that's carried on a radio FM station that you know is broadcasting in HD. A lot of the clear channel stations are. Listen to the radio broadcast and then watch the TV broadcast.
Really?
Now, you'll find they come apart. Video is delayed. You can be talking 3 or 4 seconds here or there because of processing and uplink and downlink and uplink and downlink. But suddenly, the analog signal has to be delayed 7 seconds. So that sets up a quandary for, in our case, live sporting events.
Sure.
And if you're in a radio station, disc jockeys typically, in the past, have listened to the off-air signal in their headphones.
Right.
That's
right.
How they know they're on the air.
No way to be able to do that now.
You can't do that.
Wow.
Now, this has been smoothed a little bit through the transition because digital audio processors, as they've evolved over the last 10, 12, 15 years, latency has become more of an issue. And a lot of stations have opted to set up a analog processing side chain that does nothing but feed the headphones for the disc jockey.
Okay.
So it's not as much of an adjustment there as you would think. But still, You know, the audio is coming apart between the digital and the analog. But in a perfect world, if you're driving out through Kingdom Come and you're not getting the digital carrier, your radio is going to blend to the analog, and theoretically, you should really not hear a difference in the fidelity, but you will know, because if the digital is falling away, the analog is probably going to get a lot more staticky. So
Wow. So you're not necessarily saying it's going to be a good thing, and you're not necessarily saying it's going to be a bad thing. It's maybe a wait-and-see type of technology.
I think so. But we have to implement it, and it is expensive.
Now, when you say we have to, I mean, this is something that's being required.
For FM radio, no. In TV, February of 2009, no more analog transmission.
That's amazing, and I think a lot of people are going to be surprised about that one.
I think a lot of people who aren't buying HD TVs right now are in for a surprise. One thing I don't know, though, and here's the caveat, is how would the local cable companies deal with that? So there may or may not be an issue come February 2009. But in a nutshell,
hybrid radio, it's not your old radios are still going to work.
That's the beauty of it. Unlike the Canadian and some of the European countries who have adopted a standard called Eureka 147, that's a different band. It's a different frequency range. It's a completely different radio and different antenna. Mm. In America, the Ubiquiti system, in-band, on-channel, IBOC, is completely backwards compatible. Mm. So
that's good news for us, then.
It's good news. Your radios will still continue to work, and I really don't anticipate the feds dictating a cutoff for analog FM or AM broadcasting.
Well, one last question. I know we're running out of time here, but one thing that I have enjoyed recently, and maybe this hybrid technology is going to continue this, is the RDS that I have on my car radio. I'm not sure, is that radio data system or something? But yep. I can actually see the name of the tunes and different information as it goes along. Is that something that will continue with the hybrid technology?
Correct, because the RDS is a subcarrier.
Okay.
It's piggybacked on the main signal on the analog carrier. RDS data will continue on the digital and analog side. It's supported on both. RDS data, not all stations implement it.
Right. That's something that bugs me, to tell you the truth, because, if you don't have an RDS radio, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But once you have RDS and you can get that information of what song is playing, in some cases even more text, it's something you don't want to have or something that you do not want to have.
Correct. And it is a subcarrier signal. It's just very so quietly buried in there, and depends on how your station implements it. If you are running a standardized format and you're part of a large broadcast group, all the information on song titles and whatever else is available to your station via WAN, and so that information from your local station, although it's being broadcast on your local station, maybe coming from Omaha, Nebraska.
Wow.
But as your station plays that song,
It pulls it in.
It calls for that information, and literally it's a text dump to an encoder box that sits at the transmitter site. And with HD, that will be built in. And actually, there are standards right now in place for even more interactive information. Mm. And as of an article in Radio World last week, there are even some discussions about maybe some pay-for-play HD services.
Oh, no. Well, oh, no. Here we go again.
And on that awful note.
Another topic, another time, my friend.
Sounds good. But anyway, so HD radio, in a nutshell, completely backwards compatible. If you're buying a radio, get one. You'll see it with the HD logo on it, and you make up your mind. My way of thinking, I don't want to hear it, but I've got to implement it, so at some point I have to listen to it.
I got to ask this one question. Tell me, is this an expensive implementation?
Yes,
consumer. For the consumer.
The consumer probably won't see it. If you flip through the new trendy stereo, car stereo catalogs, you're seeing more and more radios that are HD compatible. I don't know of any major automotive manufacturer who is implementing HD on stock radios, though.
Okay.
They may be there. If someone knows of a manufacturer that is, please send me an email, djmorton@musetech.net
or info@musetech.net. Or reply to this post. It's going to be up pretty soon. So I think we have to wrap it up, though.
Let's wrap it.
Completely amazing and informative broadcast, I think so. And without anything else, I'm Joe Pisano.
I'm Darren Morton.
And we'll catch you next time.